Blog Talk Radio.
Scene Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing this evening? We are live from Los Angeles once again today. Coming at you live, visit us online at facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio, and or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. All right. So we are traveling today. We're out about meeting some people, excited about everything that's been going on, progress we've been making with the music and the network. The Planned Parenthood program, we're going to talk about that a little bit more later in the show. However, at this particular point, we're arriving at our location. How many of you all have come in from the airport? Right here we have LAX International. As we've been doing the street music, we've had the opportunity to touch down the streets with plenty of people in Los Angeles. When I was hosting the Right Way LA's Top 10 number one video show, we did a lot of B-rolls around this area and predominantly featured artists from Los Angeles who have plenty of incredible material. So we look forward to, in the very near future also, seeing me once again hosting the Right Way, LA's Top 10 number one video show. So keep your eyes and ears open and tuned. And for those artists we have music and videos, you definitely want to touch bases with me in the near future, teenscenedream@gmail.com. So listen, also, I want to make sure, ladies, that you are understanding the Planning Parenthood page. I got all these beautiful ladies. Want to make love. Want to have my baby. Want to go to the beach. Girl, you want to save me. All these wonderful things that seem like a man's dream. However, I want you all to understand something, that making love and pregnancy, there's a responsibility, okay? That's one of the main reasons that we have the Planning Parenthood as well as other programs with International U.S. Operations, because once we have children in this world, we got to take care of these kids. They don't go away. You know, 1 year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later, they're right there, 40 years later, 50 years later. I need my parents' love and attention. And if it's not there, guess what? We seek love and affection and attention from where we get it from. Luckily, in my family, I tell you, look, I'm right here. I need love and attention also. You need love and attention, get it from me. Okay? I'm right here. And I give you what you need. Alright? However, even with love and attention comes the need for the resources that go along with the extended affection, blessing, wonderful, abundant living experience. So you'll have to remember that. Alrighty? So, once again, your host, KP Trillion, coming at you live from Los Angeles, California. Much love to all my people in Oakland, California. That's where I'm from. Tasha, what's going on? Hey, Tasha, the spiritual mama. I was taking a look at one of her videos here, man. And Krupp, you guys look her up on YouTube. She did a radio show with us at one point. The wonderful thing about having an opportunity to expand our horizon, expand our love blessings, is that with the additional resources that we acquire, it's like money. Love's like money. Yeah. Love's like money. The more you have, the better. You want resources, and you want abundance in love. You want a savings in love, a love savings. You want to store love. Don't waste it. Don't give it away to people frivolously or fragrantly. People who, you want to store your love. So somebody shows some love, says something good about you, look, you store that in a good love, blessings, abundant account. All right. So also with the Vision Manifest, we're putting together the online genealogy reporting system, okay, the first phase of it. And it looks like we have a decent manual system while databases are being put together or while databases are installed. And I don't want, stay A plus. I don't want to hear nothing about, this is not a scheme. It's just like any other company. I tell you, there are so many of these successful companies that when they come together, men, ladies alike, fraternity sororities, even police agencies and fraternities organizations. Look, when people work together and put in and chip in a little bit, how many of us have chipped, even police, look, how many of firemen do the same thing? And we're not burning anybody up, though. How many of us have put in a few dollars for pile up to accomplish a larger goal? How many of us have put in a few dollars? It's the same thing with open offices, okay, with a group of people who say, look, together we can accomplish a goal, especially if it's a community organization or organization that's designed to assist people with the resources they need to continue living, which is all Vision Manifest is. An organization that's to assist people with fulfilling their dreams, with manifesting vision and accomplishing goals, okay? And it also goes along with raising youth. Okay, most of what even older people like some of us when our parents get old, when we get a little bit more mature, as we mature, even at 10, 9, 5, 7, 13, 14, 19, 18, 17, we find ourselves in a situation where additional resources are helpful. So we're programmed where Social Security system is a lot similar and say, where when babies are born, you're given a number, or you're given an ID number, a membership number, account number that generates a perpetual current so that when you need that current, it's there for it. If you don't need it, I'm telling you, people find themselves in a situation where you have no idea. No, I didn't plan to have been on crutches. I didn't plan to be on with you. I didn't plan to get shot. I didn't plan to get hit over the head. I didn't plan a car accident. Does that make sense? I didn't plan a lot of situations. Okay? They have caused, for a lot of people in this situation have this, they have caused situations that are disabled. And Team C Radio, teams, listen. For some situations, it requires this. For Vision Manifest, it requires what everybody has, the desire to manifest your greatest visions. And the dream is to actually get this really up and working. Work with me to fulfill the dream, to make this vision manifest. If you've had nothing else, okay, if you've got everything, no matter which side you are, if you got everything you ever possibly dream, if you struggle and never had a part to piss in, pardon my French, and you praying and wishing that you could just, Mother Hubbard, if you could just have a crumb in the cupboard when you look in there in the refrigerator. I've been in some people's houses, man, if they had, you hit the jackpot, you just find a little bit of lettuce or fruit or some water in the refrigerator. Other people houses, abundant. Look at the grocery store in the refrigerator. Yeah. They got a second kitchen, a storeroom with three refrigerators full of some of our family houses the same way.
You go to one of our family houses, there's a bunny. One of the family houses, you know, one of them on the beach, on the mountain. Well, kind of abundance. Another one in the urban city. Needing blessings. As long as some of us need help, all of us are in a situation to where we have to do something about helping people. So I pray and work with me, family, so we can get this done, okay? Because you never have any idea when you're going to be that person that needs help, if ever. Some of us never think we need help. We live in a million-dollar house, rode a brand-new car with the chrome doves, 25, 24, 26, pocket full of money, million-dollar accounts. You never expect to be a billionaire. I mean, look, Donald Trump, billionaire, bankrupt. Looked like a roller coaster ride, you know, like the heartbeat on one of those meters. Beep, beep, beep. Just make sure it keep beeping. All right? Like the stock market. Make sure every time it beats, the money going up. All right? Real teen scene radio. All right, listen. Jeez. Careful what kind of shoes you wear, girls. Oh, remember, school. Keep studying. Go to the library if you need somewhere to do your homework. At home, it's too much noise at home. Or you know, if you get to smoke at home, tell them, don't smoke around me. I'm a student. Mom, Dad, don't smoke. And don't leave smoke paraphernalia around the house. Dope, don't smoke the pookie around the kids. Okay? For you parents who are in $1 million houses and who are doing a decent job raising your kids, that's great. Okay? That's wonderful. I love that. However, everybody's not doing so good. And I just everybody around the world. Sometimes you don't know what that is. I basically say don't do any drugs. Okay? Don't partake of food that you don't need. No sodas. Drink plenty of water. For all you all in the wilderness who homeschool, running around paradise, half nude all day long, or nude. I mean, some, yeah, believe it or not, they have places like that. I love you all. Love you. Love you. We're going to address, I got some topics that we're going to address on Real Radio tomorrow, so we're not going to talk about that. However, tune in to Real Radio tomorrow. I'll tell you the origin of the hill. Okay, the ladies' hill, and some other things. The broom, how the broom was used as a torture tool back in the day. We're gonna talk about that, and why some cultures jumped the broom. All right, on a Real Radio tomorrow. Okay. Diamond, what's going on? The key, I love you, y'all. I love you so much. Maria, Obama, what's been going on? Don't forget, we got to get together for C's, Superior Energy Systems. Okay? C's. Yeah, I'm talking about. We're going to get that. All right? Also, don't forget to visit www.usrecords3000.com to enter the win. Free money! Your chance to win up to $4,500 or more each month forever on your Teen Scene Radio. They help with however, for school, you know, at the University School of Arts, International University, we have homeschooling programs, the University School of Arts Learning Academy for the youth. Teens and senior youth school, and all the way up to university. However, people, listen, do you understand what School of the Arts is? We do performing arts, dance, instruments, theater. Does that make sense? And there are different other kind of art, right? And they try banning art in certain countries or certain parts of the world. You cannot ban performing arts. Trust me. With all these wonderfully talented people around. Amani on the flute, Farrakhan on the violin, John and James on instruments, all kind of other people that play. I realize this, well, who is that? Johnny Blaze has a decent piano skill. I was watching her play a little bit. I love watching people play the piano. I didn't realize that you were so talented, Johnny. Johnny Blaze is a female, by the way, model. Drake, what's happening? Rihanna, I love you. Alicia Keys, love you also. Family, y'all keep on striving for it. Remember, do your best, okay? Staying healthy, clean, clear, exercising. All right? You want to make love? You want to have my baby? Nicki Minaj, Onika. What's going on, girl? I'm gonna see in the future. We got these shows. I will put together the show pro page today, and I realize so many different kinds of show pros. I'm looking for the show pro that puts shows together and events. Okay, and else with royalty, F Cows, the Frasier composer and artist. Society. Yeah. So that also is covered by Vision Manifest. Qualities. All right, so I'm not going to say much more this evening, okay? I did want to say something. I'm going to mention this on the radio show tomorrow, too, from 14th. In this world, we are born to live in a paradise. A paradise world that is perfect for us, where everything's free, everybody's love, and there's abundance, and only abundance. Okay, it's the world we are designed to live in. All right, but I want to make a point. Now, in this particular century, see, some of our generations were born right in the middle of correction in our globe. Now, let me tell you something. The police are a faction, of the military. So when the military comes into a certain particular territory and designates that territory for the most part under a certain type of accomplished control then the police in that particular degree in society come in and maintain that particular state, a military state. So then it goes into a police state. So all around the world, wherever we see this military state or this police state, that is not a normal state for people to be in. This is a state of correction all around the world, okay? You got to realize, at one point in this world, in our lives, there were no police and there were no military. Does that make sense? There was no force and or enforcement. There was just peace. The people said, what happened? What happened? KB Trilliano! I just remember Aaron Rodgers forever. Frazier. We're going to talk about that later. I'm going to discuss that a little bit more on the real radio show tomorrow evening. So, something that we have to really consider when it's just like many other things that we do. This state, military state, this police state will end soon. It was never intended to have been permanent. You see? Okay? It's just like a doctor. You only call a doctor when you need medical attention. And then once you are healed, it's just like disability. If you have the ability to heal your disability, then obviously you need disability only for a short while. Some people 3 to 6 months, some people a year, some people 3 to 5 years, some 10 years. Some people have permanent disability. However, in this particular situation on this planet, police state and the military state are temporary.
Some people are. Yes, they are. This world will return to a peaceful state at the appointed hour, and it's written. Okay. As a matter of fact, before they initiated a police state, before they initiated a military state, the state of affairs that required global enforcement and was destined to one day end.
Mm-hmm.
Once they accomplished, once the goal is accomplished. If there is a challenge all around the world, okay, it's like if all of a sudden all around the world we're challenged by something, then we have to go all the way around the world to fix it. It's just like a computer program. After school, you ever been in a lab at school or a library, or if you got a network at home or your cell phone on a network, if something happened to the whole network where all the computers go down or all the computers have the same challenge, then a computer technician come in. Computer technician represents the police or the military or the authorities. Okay? The computer technician doesn't stay there. If the toilet at your house breaks, okay, the plumber doesn't live in your house. The plumber doesn't stay in your house forever. The plumber come in only when there's a plumbing challenge. The electricity break, the electrician comes in only when there's an electrician challenge. And they're there only for the duration of the challenge. Then once the challenge has been fixed, and there's no challenge in the plumbing, no challenge in the electrician, no challenge in the computer network, the computer technician, the plumber, the electrician leaves and goes. And they only return if you call them. Now, see, on the surface of the planet, us as human beings, there was a challenge amongst human beings. Now, what was that challenge? We're going to talk about that later. When all of a sudden in paradise, where there was no police, there was no military, there was no force, most of us were born during the police state, during the military state, so we had no idea what it was like before the police state started. Doesn't make sense. Before the military started, before firearms were even thought of, there was no way on God's green earth, and or Allah's green earth, and or Buddha, whoever you believe, there was no way on the green earth if anyone or anybody would have ever thought about having a device that's purpose was designed and created bodily harm. It was against natural law to even consider and or conceive and have any type of thought that anyone would have ever wanted anything other than peace and love. The intent in committing bodily harm was a natural forbidden, naturally forbidden. You are not in accordance with natural law if you, under oath, have allowed yourselves to be disabled to the degree that every day your job is to put yourself in a situation, if necessary, to commit bodily harm. That is not okay. Does it make sense, TNC Radio? To all my children around the world, to all my teens, to my youth, you shall see paradise again in your living experience, where there is no enforcement, where it is only love. This is the hour your generation all around the world, all military, will stand down and then rise in love. Where the soldiers, instead of firearms, will wield love. That's what the Love Army stands for. That's what it's all about. This is your education from University School of Arts and National University. This is the platform from which we spring into the future, our destiny. To see love, number one, as we ban antiquated firearm projectile, antiquated lead projectile firearms, and then reinstate love as the number one weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So, we may again see paradise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember when we had the blue flu during the riots, the WASP riots. I was in Los Angeles then. It was illegal for police to operate. All police were ordered to stand down. It was illegal to even have a uniform or to even be rolling in a police car. The mayor issued a citywide don't drive no police cars. Okay, you wouldn't even want to be in a police car during that. Imagine that around the world without the riot. And it's only 11 people walking around just sharing love. And then on top of that, international operations, social reconstruction. On top of that, we have income up to $4,500 a month or more for every human being. Civilians, military, art, everybody has their needs met. Enough food for everybody. Everybody has houses. Everybody has transportation. All we do, our only job is maintaining peace and love and just staying our natural loving people, loving person. This is what Teen Scene Radio family, I wanted you to hear. Love is our focus. We not let anybody take love from us. Again, because guess what? All around the world, guess what? Our challenge is up. The plumber's picking up his tools, going home because the toilet's flushing just fine. Okay? The electrician going home because the wiring is working perfectly. The computer technician going home because the computer network is operating just fine. Everything's great. Uh-huh. The police are disbanding. The sheriffs are disbanding. The military is disbanding. Police agencies all around the world are disbanding. Counterintelligence is no more necessary. Uh-huh. For the Messiah, the Mahdi, for the universe, people, the positive spirit, the primary organization we were destined born into, we have that. We are balanced around the world, you see? Therefore, if there's no challenge, we can put that away. In a community where there's no challenge, we don't need to have been prepared for you guys or two. Obviously, if you got somebody acting crazy out standing outside your door, you get yourself ready to defend yourself. If nobody's acting crazy ever, guess what? You open your door all of a sudden, your screen door unlocked, your window's up, kids running out, you go to sleep with the door open. Because it is no challenge all around the world. This is our destiny. Why International U.S. Operations, why Teen Scene Radio, OneStarRadio.com, KB, trillion, your host on Teen Scene Radio. Hey, Teen Scene Radio is a OneStarRadio.com radio experience. I love you, Teen Scene family. Your love is what I need. Your love is what fuels me. Your love is what I possess in my heart as number one and most important. Teen Scene family. Teen Scene Radio is a listener sponsored radio show. Feel free to sponsor our show and or send donations and contributions to teenscenedream@gmail.com. Visit us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com and or facebook.com/teenscenedradio. Family, I love you. I want you to understand that it's okay for us to lay down our differences. We aren't dividing and conquering anymore. We're coming together in unity. We aren't focusing on the differences we have. We're focusing on the common blessing and the common goodness that we have. Does it make sense? Okay? And even with Planning Parenthood, we are planning our future for the youth, for adults. We are planning for those who might have disabilities. We are who think that their disabilities were forever permanent. Deep under, there's somewhere there's a deep underground military base with a regeneration pod protocol, where a machine that looks something like MRI machine, you know, a machine that really do how to regenerate all the cells in the body and functionality of the body and restore all the limbs of the body. It restored the pelvic area and all the reproductive organs. It restored the lungs. Restored the skin cells so that you have your normal skin cells and not the skin cells that were exposed to surface secondary surface systems. Okay, somewhere that exists. Believe, family. We must become the creators of the cartoon, the author of the story, as we write our future. Things that we write into existence become reality for the good. So is our future. Believe in me, believe in me. All right, so that's going to do it this evening for TNC Radio, family. I have some other notes, and I had a bunch of people that would have liked to have talked on the radio show. However, we're going to give people the opportunity for shout outs and all those incredible all the incredible graduates, graduations for graduating. I love you. You all are doing a great, incredible job. Congratulations to all my U.S. Operated University School of the Arts students. Even if you graduated, you can always visit the University School of the Arts, University School of the Arts International University page. If you don't have it, go to the Team Scene Radio page. I'll send you a link, okay? And we have all our online degree information. That's information and technology that goes along with new programs and laser control units and all that good stuff, okay? That's going to do with Team Scene family. If there was something that I didn't mention in this show, I will, you know what, tomorrow on the Real Radio, I'll throw it in for a Team Scene Radio show, okay? So, family, look. We all have to love, number one. I love you. I want to make love. I want to see the beauty in your eyes. I want to see your face. I want my you make my nature rise. I'm the you. You were born for me. Have an incredible evening, family. Hey, you've been listening to KB Trillion on your Teen Scene Radio. Angela.